Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dish is going to the show, and I'm just the regular guy. So, you know, your ecological disaster movies, The Day Before Tomorrow, San Andreas, movies of that ilk, are usually environmental warnings. You know, they say if we keep doing what we're doing to the earth, the next thing you know, we're going to have problems, and then somebody like The Rock is going to have to save the day. But this new movie, Geostorm, the warning inherent with this movie comes from me. The warning is this. Stay as far away from this cinematic disaster as you can. It's dumb, idiotic, not even fun in any way, shape, or form. Geostorm is a combo disaster, sci-fi, political thriller, and it don't get any of those genres right. By all reports, this was a very expensive movie to make, but I don't know where they put the money into, because the special effects are a few notches below top shelf, and they couldn't have put it into the cast, because they're banking on Gerard Butler to be the leading man, and he ain't going to lead this movie anywhere. He's Jake Lawson, a scientist. A scientist that don't play by the rules. He evidently already saved the world in the time before this movie begins with his satellite system space station thing that he built called the Dutch Boy that can control the weather to avert disasters and whatnot. But he gets fired for being insubordinate with Congress, and then his younger brother, Jim Sturgis, replaces him, and they got a thing going on. So, of course, the thing, the Dutch Boy, starts malfunctioning and destroying cities on its own. Why is it on a fritz? Is it a conspiracy? What do you think? And it's easy to peg who the bad guy is just by the fact that he's in the movie. So Jake goes back to space to fix the satellites. His brother, along with his Secret Service girlfriend, figure out the conspiracy while Tokyo gets hit with hail, Dubai gets hit with a tidal wave, and a girl in a bikini gets chased by an ice storm in Rio de Janeiro. But the special effects, like I said, they're sort of TV level, and they're squeezed between all of the explanation of what this ridiculous plot is, but I have no explanation of why I went to see Geostorm other than I'm just a regular guy. Now, you want to hear some of my other reviews? Those are at 93XRT.com. And like I said, I'm just a regular guy on 93XRT, Chicago's finest rock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.